This is NPR's All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. On many a Christmas Eve in this century, American soldiers, sailors, and flyers celebrated the holiday in harm's way, far from home and family. Since 1900, millions of citizens have gone off to war. It cost some their lives, some their limbs, and for all, it cost them time with family and friends, a lonely state at best, and a painful one during the holidays. Which brings us to this edition of our weekly feature, Lost and Found Sound, and Quest for Sound curator, Jay Allison.
When this year began, we asked you to call us about sound recordings you've saved at home. In sorting through your hundreds of phone messages since then, our Quest for Sound team discovered clusters in the database around two categories of recording, military experiences and Christmas. Sometimes both were brought together on a single cassette or reel or disc, and as this year of Lost and Found Sound comes to a close, we want to share some samples with you.
My name is Tony Critton, Springfield, Missouri. The tapes that I have are from my parents from 1966. They're tapes that we would send to my father while he was stationed in Vietnam as a Huey gunship pilot. And there's four young kids and my mother, and then my father sending tapes back.
Oh, honey, I tell you, it sure is difficult for me to get enthused about my mission here, or the necessity of me being here this time. We put in 8 hours today, all in troops and combat assaults. A little tired. Hope you had a fine day today.
Merry Christmas, darling. It's only about 3 minutes after 12, and I sure wish you were here. You know, you are a stinker. This afternoon, about 3 o'clock, the doorbell rang, and all the kids ran to the door. And lo and behold, when I went to the door, there sat a dishwasher on my front steps. Thank you so much, honey. I suppose your Christmas is over already. I hope you had a good day.
Hey, Mike, have you wore out that racing car set yet? Vicky, have you been saying that Texas Critter has been getting his daily exercise, or as much exercise as he needs? Because he sure needs exercise. It'll ruin him, keeping him tied up there. He'll get so lazy, fat, and sassy that he won't ever want to go out. Dangerous Dan, have you been being a pretty good fella lately? You know, if you don't, old Sandy's not going to come and see you. Be extra good since Dad's not home. Tony, I know that you probably clean the house every day for Mama, since you're not going to school, don't you? Yeah, sweet little gal. Daddy sure misses you and Danny and Vicky and Mike very, very much.
Well, honey, I guess I better sign off tonight and get to bed so old Santa Claus can come. I'm afraid I'm going to be up mighty early in the morning. Good night, sweetheart. I love you, honey.
At first I thought that hat was too small, but now since I've been wearing it quite a bit, it's beginning to fit my head better. I love you, Dad. Bye.
You didn't tell him about the washer.
And you tell him. Daddy, Mommy loves that washer very much, and it saved a lot of time on washing the dishes.
This is Tony. Mama Clinton had a little puppy, black and white.
And Daddy, would you believe it's a beagle?
And a cute, too.
Its name is Skippy, too.
Each time I see all of these many little Vietnamese children, I can't help but think of you kids. Bye for now. I love all of you very, very much. Good night.
Hello, Jay. This is Al Shares, and I'm a producer at member station KUNI in Cedar Falls, Iowa. I heard about your series, and it immediately brought to mind some sound recordings that were brought to us a couple of years ago. These were recordings made in a basement in Waterloo, Iowa, and these recordings were made by the father of Bonnie Kolak, a singer-songwriter who worked out of Chicago for many years. She brought these to me, and what appeared there were recordings made by several of the Sullivan brothers from Waterloo. The five Sullivan brothers were from Waterloo, Iowa. They were George, Francis, Joseph, Madison, and Albert. And just a few weeks after Pearl Harbor, they all enlisted together and served on the same ship, the USS Juno. In November of 1942, the USS Juno was torpedoed at Guadalcanal, and all five Sullivan brothers were killed, along with 700 other sailors. And the loss prompted Congress to enact the Sullivan Act, which provided that brothers could no longer serve on the same ship. To my knowledge, this is the only audio recording of the voices of the Sullivan brothers.